Welcome to the Six Figure Business Mastery Podcast, where every week, Kirsten and Jeannie dive into the essential topics to fuel your business growth. From copywriting to course creation, mindset to video marketing, they've got you covered. Tune in for expert guest interviews on all things marketing and business, and learn how to work on your business, not just in it. So, get ready to unlock your business potential and take it to the next level.
Business. So today we're going to talk about the power of podcasting, and it's something we have fallen in love with, and I'm excited to share with you today. So Jeannie and I accidentally started podcasting. And what I mean by that is our program, the Marketing VA Advantage, we actually train marketing virtual assistants for our clients. So whether they're starting a podcast or a typical talking head style YouTube channel, we make sure that they're skilled with video editing, audio editing, that they're great with graphic design, social media. But in order to do that, we need to have content for them to actually edit. So all of our content that you see, all of our episodes for both of our podcasts, all of that's done by the interns that we are training for our clients. They will become our clients' marketing virtual assistants. And all of a sudden, we got really busy and we were like, oh no, we need videos to train on. And Jeannie and I had done these live conversations on Facebook ages ago. And we ended up pulling a few of those, and some of them were interviewing other people. We pulled those and just had the VAs train on those. And then we're like, why don't we actually start interviewing a couple of people? We can do that quickly and get some episodes over to the VAs, over to the team to train the marketing VAs. So we actually started moving towards a proper podcast. And oh my gosh, I think we can both say we fell in love. Jeannie, what do you love about podcasting?
Oh my gosh, so much. It's really funny because I was really nervous to do it in the beginning. I never interviewed people before, but I love our guests. We meet the most amazing people and they're doing amazing things by helping their clients do whatever it is that they're talented at. And we've made so many great connections and gone on to work with a lot of people who've been on our podcast, and we learn things from them every day. So it's just a joy to interview them and to learn more about what they're doing and how they're helping people in the world.
Yeah, I was being interviewed on someone else's podcast the other day. And before the show started, the host and I were talking about just, again, how much we love it. And he said it best. He said, I feel so selfish because I get to interview these great people and I get to learn all of this cool stuff and ask questions that I would never have anyone else to ask those questions to. And I was like, oh my gosh, I feel the same way. The other thing that I think is really cool is that I feel like people who are interested in podcasting are often interested in real relationships. And like you said, Jeannie, we've had great collaborations. We've had people become clients. We've become clients of some of our guests. We've become great referral partners with people. I feel like it's this understanding that we can all help each other, we can all support each other, and we could all grow together. That whole thing of the tide raises all boats. And I feel like that's very common with people that host or guest on podcasts.
Yeah, it's quite a fun community. We actually go to a conference every year and meet other podcasters. And like you said, we're able to reach so many people and able to have conversations that are interesting and exciting. And I totally agree with whoever interviewed you who said, oh, I feel a little selfish that I'm getting to do this.
Actually, we have two podcasts now. This one that you're listening to is a six-figure business mastery on YouTube. It's still six-figure business coaching. But we also have Blueprints for Brilliance Coaching Insights, which is a podcast where we just interview coaches. So on average, we have 5 interviews a week. And Jeannie and I do 2 of them together. And then she does 3 of them on her own or with our marketing VP, Doug. I'm joining those now. But I also am interviewed on probably 2 podcasts a week. So when we say we're all in on podcasting, we love it. And it's interesting because when I get up and I see I've got a podcast interview, I'm excited about it, whether I'm being interviewed on someone else's show or the days that we have our shows. But what I'd like to do is I would like to give everybody who's listening today, instead of us banging on about how much we love it, let us give you guys some information, some mistakes we made and some things that we've learned that have helped us along the way. So first of all, when we started our podcast, I might have a great conversation with someone and let's call her Sally. And I would say, Sally, would you like to be on our podcast? And Sally would say yes. And we'd both look at our calendars and we'd pick a time and date. And then I would send over a form to Sally so that she would give us her bio and her headshot and some topics for the podcast. Sometimes Sally would send it over, but sometimes Sally would not send it over. So then I'm either sending email reminders or one of our VAs is sending email reminders. And that was a nightmare. I'll just put it like that. We got really smart and we ended up building a funnel. And so all of our guests are booking through an automation that changed everything for us and for them. And the way that works, the way we decided to do our podcast, especially in the beginning, we were both on all of the interviews. I was also on Blueprints for Brilliance podcast with Jeannie. So instead of having to figure out what days were both available and have the software look at both of our calendars and just having podcast interviews any day of the week, Jeannie and I made the decision that we're going to have interviews at specific times. So on Tuesdays, we have four interviews. We have two Blueprints for Brilliance and two Six-Figure Business Mastery interviews. And then Jeannie has a Thursday Blueprints for Brilliance coaching. So people need to pick one of those time slots. That's not to say that we haven't made exception for people who very different time zones, but it's someone we want to have on, but they can't make that work out. There are occasionally when we have exceptions, but most of the time it is awesome because we know exactly what our day holds. We know exactly what we're doing. And it's just amazing because before the client can confirm their podcast time, they actually have to give us the things that we need. They have to upload their headshot, their bio. They have to fill out the form and give us the information before they can actually confirm. And then what happens is the software sends them an email letting them know every question they answered and what they said, because their interview might be a month or two away and they may not remember. The other thing is just having all those amazing automations means that we very seldom have a no-show because we're sending email messages and text message reminders. What was your thought when we first started building these funnels?
We're not just sending them reminders, though. We are sending them reminders with the Zoom link, because sometimes they know they're going to be on a podcast at a certain time and it's something happens at home or the kid's sick or whatever, and they're running around until the actual time to record. And then they go, shoot, where's the link? You know, so just sometimes those small things are really
important. I think also tips, like for some people, we have a lot of guests who've been on a lot of podcasts and we have guests that haven't been on a lot of podcasts. So encouraging our guests to have a background that isn't cluttered and to have a microphone. Sometimes Jeannie and I use our headphones, but not all of the time. We find a lot of guests will have a microphone, but they don't always have headphones. And if they do, it's often their little Apple iPods, which means that sometimes it's hard to hear them and the mic's moving. So by giving them expectations of things that we like to have them do makes the interview even better. Sound quality for them, which I think is important.
Yep. The other thing we do is right before on the day of their interview is we send them their interview answers again. Mm-hmm. Or shouldn't say their interview answers. We send them the answers they gave us on the form. We send it again to them so they refreshed. Because sometimes we're booking out 2-3 months in advance sometimes. Like Kirsten said, they may not remember all the answers that they put in there to our questions. So and it's great when you get people on and they're like, your process is so fabulous because I had everything I need when I needed it. Or I feel like I already know how professional you are because all of this has been done so thoughtfully. So I love hearing comments like that.
Yeah, it makes you feel really good. And again, we know exactly what's happening. We know who our guests are going to be. It's on our calendar. It's really easy. So Jeannie, we have actually two different podcasts and we actually have two different funnels. Let's talk about the difference in those and why they are different.
Yes. So the one funnel we've already discussed where we send them the calendar, because we know these people, we've met them or we know they're a friend of a friend, or we know that we want them on the podcast. But then there are also people that we get on our podcast who we don't know. And we love that as well because we get to meet new people. But what we decided to do is to have an application form for them to fill out, because what we need to know is, are they the right person for our audience? What they're going to talk about, does it make sense for who we're trying to talk to? And sometimes it's yes and sometimes it's no. So we've added the application first. So we get those in and then we actually our virtual assistant that reviews those to see if they're the right fit. And then if they are, she sends them an invitation to book their time. And then the whole rest of the funnel comes where they book their time and they send us all the information we need. So that's been a really great way to also just make sure we're having the right people on and make sure that people who come to our podcast and listen to it are hearing the information that they should hear.
Yeah. It's so interesting because Blueprints for Brilliance Coaching Insight is a podcast for coaches by coaches. It is crazy to me that we'll have an architect apply or a real estate agent apply or a plumber. Like, it's, come on. It's very clear who this podcast is for. So we're able to either just tell them that they're not a good fit, or maybe they're a good fit for our other podcast and we'll let them know that. But yeah, it is interesting to see the people that it will apply, that it's just like, you didn't read anything because you don't know who our audience is. You don't know who we are. You don't know what the podcast is about. So that can save us a lot of time. And if we have someone who's applied and we're just not sure after a little cyber stalking them, then we can always send them a link to book a coffee chat. And that's worked out really well too. We get to talk with them and figure out if they are a good fit. And that's an extra step that takes a little bit more time, but we still do that occasionally. So yeah, those are the two different funnels we have. They've worked really well. And so again, we don't have to do a lot to get guests on our podcast other than to send them to a link or have one of our VAs send them to a link.
Yeah. So and now we've gotten, now because Kirsten's been on so many podcasts and also we've had so many guests on our podcast. I think actually one of our podcasts has got on, one of them's coming up to 200 episodes. I think the other one has 300 episodes and more. So now we're being pitched by other people who want to be on podcasts. So that's been really fun as well. We don't have to go out and search for guests anymore.
Yeah. And that brings us to a good point. So we love podcasting and we work with a lot of business owners who want to start a podcast. And we always recommend that they create a video podcast, obviously for YouTube, and then the audio stripped. But Spotify now wants video podcast as well. So it's really important, you know, if you can, to get confident and comfortable. We do everything in our power to coach our clients to do that, to create a podcast that is a video podcast. And I will have to say, as a business owner, we can tell you that it makes a big difference in your business. It can definitely be very profitable if you do the right things. But the other thing I want to let you know is, as a business owner, so often people start something, they think it's going to be great, and then they stop it. So when it comes to podcasting, you really don't want to make that commitment unless you're looking at it as a long-term thing. Because again, it's highly unlikely you're going to do one or two episodes and make millions of dollars. But what happens is if you become consistent, your podcast will grow. And there's lots and lots of ways to monetize podcasts, which is some of the things we teach. So there are tons of ways to monetize your podcast. But we always encourage people before they invest with us, is this something you can see yourself doing long term? Because again, with marketing, sometimes consistency can pay off. You're not going to be the same host from episode one to episode 100. You're going to evolve as a host and your style and everything's going to change. You're going to get better and more comfortable. You're going to get bigger guests on your podcast. You're going to find better ways to collaborate. You're going to find different affiliates to work with. So it's something that can really grow with you and your business. But this statistic blew me away. So first of all, if you're thinking, I don't want to start a podcast because there are so many already out there. Yes, there are so many out there. But get this, around 7.5% of podcasters are podcasting after 2 years. Think about that. So 24 months from now, the vast majority of people who start podcasts will have already stopped. Okay, like 93% of the people who start podcasts in 24 months will be done. Think about that. So if you go into this with a strategy around how you're going to do it and how you're going to make it really simple and how you can do it productively and not eat up your time. So we've already given you one really awesome tip. Lean into automation for booking your guest. That makes your life easier. It makes their life easier. And like Jeannie said, it makes you look so professional. So that's the one tip. The other tip is there's a lot of work that goes into editing a podcast if you want it to be visually interesting for YouTube. So yes, there's great software out there that'll pull out all the ums and clean up the audio and it'll pull out some clips. So yes, it can be done very quickly and cost effective in that regard. our concern is, and what we found is sometimes the clips don't always make sense. And then the other thing is, when you think about people who choose to watch a podcast, they may want some B-roll or images. They may want the words on the screen. They want it to be more interesting. So one of the things we lean into is, how do we make our podcast interesting while still focusing on our guests and making the experience of what people are learning really solid? And so what happens is, after we finish our interview, we upload those podcasts to our team and they take over. So all the editing's done, the social media posts are created and scheduled, the email set up to go out, it's uploaded to YouTube and all the SEO and keywords are done. It's put on the platform and sent over to Spotify and Apple with the right size. It's not a thumbnail, but whatever the little image is called. So having someone else to do all of that for you makes a world of difference. And so that's when Jeannie and I, again, when we first created the Marketing VA Advantage, our program, it was really geared towards talking head style YouTube channels. But what we have found over the past few years is more and more people are leaning into podcast style videos and content. And we love it because, of course, we love podcasting. So if you're thinking about doing something like this for your business, would it make sense to have a marketing virtual assistant to take care of all of that for you? So people will often say, what do you spend to make this happen? So our clients who choose to lean into using our funnels, that software is $97 a month. It's called From Leads to Sales. It's our white label version of High Level. We have all those funnels already built that we give to our clients. The second thing they ask is, how much is it actually going to cost to have a marketing virtual assistant? You're looking at $250 a month. That's $81 a week. So here's what's really cool about this process, though, is not only are you getting this great interview out there, you're building this great relationship with a person. There might be a way to do business together. There might be a collaboration. You never know what's going to come from that guest. And then you also have great content to go out there. You're building yourself as the expert. You're becoming the authority in your space. And you have great content for all of your social media platforms. You have something to go out every week to your email list. As a business coach, Jeannie and I have talked about this for years. People, you say, do you have an email list? And they say, yeah. How many people are on it? It could be 200. It could be 2,000. How often do you email them? Oh, I haven't. Or, oh, it's been about 6 months. Or I try to email them a couple of times a year. And that's because most people either don't know what to send out or they don't have the time to send it out. So you get to send out this awesome interview that hopefully will be ideal and help everyone on your email list. So it's just win-win all the way around.
And some people will say, I don't want to bother people by emailing them, which cracks me up because you're not bothering them. What you're doing is saying, hey, I'm available when you're ready, or if you need me, or if somebody else needs me and you can recommend me. So it's just like, I always say, it's like tapping someone on the shoulder.
Well, with a podcast interview for us, we're sending our clients information. We're sending them a great interview with someone who hopefully will provide some tips or advice that can help them in their business. So it's not always about, hey, look, buy from me. Hey, look, this is what I sell. Of course, you want to have those call to actions because you do want to create revenue from your interviews. You can put commercials in your interviews. There's all kinds of cool stuff you can do. But yeah, at the end of the day, you're providing value for the audience and for the people who are on your email list.
And it's also great because when your team, when your virtual marketing virtual assistants take that, and like Kirsten said, they turn it into social media posts. The beauty of that is it's your voice or it's your guest's voice. It's not something that somebody searched for a great quote on. Don't get me wrong, quotes are good. But this way, they're using your wording, your terminology, and a lot of it can be video. It might be short videos. It might be Instagram reels. But they're all based on your content, your words, and there are video put in all these different places because video is the most important and the most valued type of content on all platforms. They always make sure that people see videos.
Yeah, and I think with AI coming out, there's more and more junk content going out there. So, you know, when Jeannie and I host a podcast, when we're interviewing someone, our ultimate goal is to make them look like a rock star. Like I said, we already feel selfish because we have all these great conversations and we're learning stuff. We have all this great content that we're able to share with our audience, but we want to make that client look like a rock star. So when our virtual assistant posts all this social media content, we are tagging our guest. And our guest is often sharing our content. You will be surprised how much your audience will grow when you're able to tap into your guest audience, when they're promoting it to their email list, when they're promoting it on all their social media platforms. It's a great way to get in front of people that you may never get in front of otherwise. So it really is a collaboration. A podcast that has a guest is a really, truly, it really is a collaboration where both people win.
Yeah, and I just thought of another automation that we already have set up, and that is the last thing your guest is going to ask you is, when is this going to air? And you don't always know. So we give them an average time, probably 4 to 6 weeks after production. But what we do is we will tag them, and then there's a series of emails that go out that tells them, okay, this podcast is going live next week on this day. So then we send them a few emails, and then we send them one on the day that says, your podcast is going live today, and here's where you can find it. So again, another great automation series that's just set up all automatically, and all we have to do is, well, actually our VA adds a tag to let them know when it's going to go live. So it's fabulous.
Yeah, and I love it because we get a lot of compliments too, because again, we have guests who've been on hundreds of podcasts. And we bring on guests that this is their first interview. Like, we want to help people who may be interested in being a guest or maybe interested in starting a podcast. So we have no issues bringing on someone who's never been on a podcast before. And so in those emails, we talk about how they can use it, how they can promote it, how they can leverage it to help grow their business. Because again, it's win-win. And we get a lot of compliments around that as well. And again, it's a simple automation. I think we used to joke that it was eliminate, automate, and delegate. And now it's eliminate, automate, AI, and delegate, right? So you have this other tool in there. But automations and AI can help us so much with our businesses. But outsourcing, because all of our VAs use automations and they use AI to help do their jobs better. So when you think about those tools, it's not just about their tools that we use as the owner. Those are tools our team can use as well.
Yeah, absolutely. One of my favorite things, though, is by the end of our conversations, we usually hear, that was so much easier than I thought it would be, because we like to have a conversation with them. Yes, we have questions in our mind that we want to ask them, or on the social six-figure business mastery, we actually have them give us a title and some points that they want to make. So there is some structure to it, but at the end of the day, it's a conversation, and they get off the conversation saying, wow, that was easy and that was fun. And that's my favorite part.
It is. It's awesome. And if you think about it, because again, if you're a business owner and you're starting a podcast to grow your business, if it's a great relationship from the start and they get off that podcast feeling fantastic, you could ask them, hey, can we have a coffee chat where we can talk and collaborate, and then book that follow-up call? And who knows, maybe that client, that guest would become a client of yours. Maybe they will refer you clients because they know someone that needs what you do. Maybe they have a huge audience and they want to do a collaboration around one of your programs, become an affiliate or something. The opportunities are really unlimited because, again, it's not just us creating content. We're creating content with our fabulous, amazing guest. So if you're thinking about creating a podcast, here are the things I'd encourage you to ask yourself. One, could I commit to doing it long term? Because those are the people who win. And 93% of the people are out of the game within 24 months. So can I do that? What automations can I lean into? What can I do to make this really easy on me and make me look like a rock star and make it really easy for my guest? The next thing is, does it make sense for you to outsource all of the production? Does it make sense for you to get that off your plate so that all you need to do is show up, do the interview, upload the video, and move on with your day? Go talk to clients, follow up with that coffee chat, those types of things. And if yes, or the answers to all of those things, then we'd love to have you go over and check out the Marketing VA Advantage. You can find that at themarketingvaadvantage.com. And we'll put the link in the bottom. And in there just tells you a little bit about what that looks like for our clients. And if it's something you're interested in, there's a link there to book a conversation. And we're happy to have a conversation with you about whether or not it's right for you. And we're excited to help people start podcasts, especially business owners. And it doesn't matter. There's strategies around starting a podcast for a local business owner. There's strategy around for people who are like coaches or consultants that can work with anyone in the world. There are different strategies based on what your goals are. And if you want to book that call, I'm happy to have that conversation and I'll help you as much as I can. And if what we do is right for you, we'd love to have you join us. But I'm just inspired because, again, we have two podcasts. We've actually started talking about a third one. If it's something that's been needling at you or you've been thinking about, again, we'll tell you the good parts and the bad parts about podcasting. And a lot of it, if you can lean into the automation and the outsourcing, it really is easy. And if you're doing it all on your own, ask yourself, does it make sense to do it based on everything else you have to do in your business? And the answer may be no, and the timing's not right. I think you're better off to wait a little while to start a podcast. Like maybe I'll visit that in the beginning of the year or at this point, because you want to make sure that you are taking it on with a clear head, a solid strategy, and a long-term plan.
I love that. This has been so much fun.
We don't ever get to talk to each other anymore.
About the stuff that we love. So what we'll do is in the show notes below will be a link to the Marketing the Advantage program. We'll also put a link to our software, which is called From Leads to Sales. And we, as Kirsten mentioned, we provide anybody who joins that will have the funnel that we talked about that has the application and the booking link and all those other parts and pieces. And if you are actually interested in being on our podcast and one of them, we will also put the links where you can apply below. So again, this has been so much fun, Kirsten. I hope we get to do it again.
We will.
Welcome to the Six Figure Business Mastery Podcast, where every week, Kirsten and Jeannie dive into the essential topics to fuel your business growth. From copywriting to course creation, mindset to video marketing, they've got you covered. Tune in for expert guest interviews on all things marketing and business, and learn how to work on your business, not just in it. So get ready to unlock your business potential and take it to the next level.